It's an interesting question. I was wondering the same thing myself. Let's look it up. Maybe he was saying just that's the Metzius. The Metzius is that, you know, you save people, and so I go into that category of people that get saved. Maybe, you know, it's the first pasuk in that is saying Shamar Nafshi because I'm an Ani. It says in Pei Vav. Aneini, answer me. Ki ani ve'evyon ani. Because I'm an ani and an evyon. And then shamar nafshi ki chazad ani. Yeah, it's probably saying that I fit the bill of somebody who would want to save. And he was just being practical. I am chazad. Sometimes it's not. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was. He knew he was the leader of Klal Yisrael, otherwise he would not have the guts to break the luchos. He knew that he was in, you know, Rabbi Kiva Eger also, they say, but he got into a fight with the people who put out the Vilna Shas. So he sided with the Vilna Shas. And the other people, went against him and everything. A lot of stories about that. You know that famous story where the person's running through the people who were beating them and he ran back to get his yarmulke? That was the person who was against Rabbi Kiva Eger. Anyways, So the people afterwards came to Rabbi Kiva Eger and they said, listen, we're sorry, you know. They lost the fight. It's like, we want to ask Mechila for all the bad things we did over the last, you know, couple of years. So we were only doing it for Kavod HaTorah, though. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I'm Kavod HaTorah. You know, you go ahead. So you have to know who you are. It's not a problem to know who you are. At the same time, you have to realize that everything that has been given to you has been because of tools. That to be an un of means tools. You know that the way you got there was because of the tools given to Hashem. So I'm not answering myself completely, because he could be the greatest in the generation, but he can't take credit for it. All right, so we'll put the question on hold. Okay, so where are we holding?
Hey,
Omer Beis. The Gemara says, by Rav Huna. So we're talking about the concept of Yisurim Shel Ahava, which is pain that Hashem puts one on this world so that he will still serve Hashem, and this way he will get much more reward in the world to come. For example, if you tell your kid, please do me a favor and rake the lawn, so after he listens to you, you're happy. But if at the same time your kid is, you know, had just last week broken his leg in a soccer game, and he's on crutches, and it takes him 4 hours to rake the lawn, and you're going to give him much more of a reward, much more pain went into it, much more effort went into it, much more mysterious nefesh went into it. So Hashem sometimes puts pain on this world. And why? Because this whole world is anyways just a testing ground for the next world. So put a little bit of pain in. Looking back, there is no difference if a person went through pain. Imagine a person who was, remember when you were 16, you had that terrible cold? Okay, now that you're 55, it doesn't make a difference. So looking back down on the next world, at the little bit of pain that a person had in this world, it's really not a big deal. But all those things that you did with that little bit of pain are worth so much more money. So that's what Yisurim Shel Ahava are. However, if a person can't handle it, so then we see over here different stories where they are allowed to get themselves out of such Yisurim. But however, the Gemara first said that when a person they have to go ahead and go through and inspect their deeds and see whether or not they are at fault for something or there's something that could be repaired. So the Gemara gives a story to address that point. Rav Huna tekifale arba meya doni dechama. Rav Huna had tekifale arba, it means it became hard, but it became sour. Good morning. Arba meya 400 doni barrels. Good morning. 400 barrels to chamra of wine. So it became bad. He had 400 barrels of wine, which he was going to use for you know, his business purposes. And 400 barrels of wine are definitely, it's no small sum. So he was very upset. He lost his whole fortune. Ol gabei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda went to him. Achvad Rav Sala Chasida, the brother of Rav Sala Chasida. V'Rabbanan. And other Rabbanan went to visit him. V'amrila Rav Ada Barava. Some say it was Rav Ada Barava, V'Rabbanan, and the other Rabbanan. V'amrila, and they said, L'ayin mar b'mile. You have to go ahead and inspect your actions. Just like we saw in Amar Aleph. That's the proper procedure. When something terrible happens to a person, including losing a fortune, so then you have to go ahead and see what was the cause of this. There was a person who went to the Brisk Rav who lost tons of money. And he's like, what did I do wrong? So the Brisk Rav said, not necessarily, this is a steer to this story, but not necessarily does it mean something was done wrong. Hashem, there's every single second Hashem decides what type of nisayon a person needs. There's a rich person and there's a poor person. There's rich people's nisayonis and poor people's nisayonis. You went ahead, you passed all the rich people's nisayonis, and now it's time for you to pass some poor people's nisayonis. It's just, not necessarily is it a tzara, but it's a steer to this story because we see that it is a tzara. And that's one, you know, the father of the Beis Halevi also was a, the father of the Beis Halevi was an extremely wealthy person. He was like the rich guy in the city of Brisk. And he lost all his money. He lost all his money so much to the point that the Rabbanim in the city set a Beis Din to decide what could have happened. Because he gave tons of tzedakah, he was a big chassid, and he did everything good. So they set up a Beis Din to decide what happened. They determined that there's nothing wrong. They couldn't find anything wrong, so they didn't know what the pshat was. Then, after that, he had this kid who was a phenomenal genius, the Beis HaLevi. And the Beis HaLevi had Reb Chaim Brisker, who had the Brisker Rav, who had the Brisker Rav, who had Reb Beryl, who had Avram Yeshua. He had that line of Gedolim. And they said afterwards, after they saw the Beis HaLevi, that's the pshat. Because you couldn't have brought up such a kid in such a wealthy house. In order to have Torah, has to come from, you know, work, and not bitterness, but not from, he's Zohar Ba'aniyim, the Gemara says, because that's where you usually find the Torah. So he said that's what happened. Who are very wealthy. That's true, 100%. But nevertheless, those would be perhaps exceptions rather than the rule. Al kol panim, what happened to this person was he lost all his money. You should look into your actions, see what happens. He said, Am I suspect in your eyes? Do you suspect me of doing something wrong? I mean, from the fact that you're telling it to me, it sounds like you think I did something wrong. Amrulay, they said to him, are you suspecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, the Avid Dina, that he should, that he's doing a judgment, in other words, he's passing it beloy dina without proper judgment? Are you suspecting Hashem of punishing you improperly? Amar lahu, so he understood from this conversation that they held that he did something wrong. Iika man de shamia alai milsa, if there is anything, iika, if there's anything, man de shamia, if there's anybody who heard upon me, milsa, something that I did wrong, lema, so say it, talk straight. Amrulay, they told him, Haki Shamilan, okay, we did hear things about you. We have somebody who's complaining to us. The Lo Yohev Mar, that you, sir, did not give Shabisha La Arise. When an Aris is a sharecropper. So what they used to do was they used to have a person who knew how to farm, and they used to come, and I have the farms, he knew how to farm, so you go ahead, and he worked on my field, and we split it, either two-thirds, one-third, half-half, depending on the city. But we heard that you kept for yourself all of the branches of the pruned trees. And you should have split it two-thirds, one-third, just like you're splitting everything else. How come you got to keep all the branches? Now, admittedly, that's a very small sum. But at the same time, it's just like the fruit and the profits are being split two-thirds, one-third. This part of the profits also, the snipped, pruned branches should be delivered two-thirds, one-third. And Amar Lahu, so he responded, it's true, I did keep it. But Mika Shavik Li Midi Mine, because that guy is the biggest thief in the world. Mika Shavik Li, does he leave for me Midi Mine? Does he leave for me anything of it? The reason why I keep all of it is because this guy is the biggest thief in the world. I'm not even getting a tenth. Hakagan of Kula, he steals half of it. He steals the entire thing from me. So anything I get my hands on, I don't give back to him a two-thirds percentage. Armaleya Hainu da Amri Inchi, they said to him, okay, but at the same time, that's what people say, Basar Ganva Ganov, if somebody steals from a thief, Vitaimata'im, he also tastes the taste of thievery. It, just because you're stealing from a ganav doesn't mean that you're not a stealer. You also taste this thing. It's not proper for you to do that. Amar lahu, he said to him, fine, all right, I accept your musar. Kabilna alai, I am a kabbal upon myself, I accept upon myself. The yehivin alay, that I will give it to him. Ikida amri, there are those that say, at the end of the day, he did not lose his fortune. So Hashem, he said, fine, listen, you rectified what you had to rectify. So now you do not need to get those punishments anymore. So there are those that say that a miracle happened, and hadar chala v'have chamra, that the vinegar came and went back to being wine. And there are those that say, eyakar, that chala, that vinegar got more expensive on the market, v'izdaben b'dame d'chamra, and it was stole for the same price as wine. Tanya, Abba ben Yamin, Amr, Abba ben Yamin says, Al shnei dvarim, because of two things, I used to mitzta'er kol yamai, I used to go through pains to make sure that it happened, my entire life, kol yamai, my entire life. Number one, al tfilasi, Amra, that I should daven, should
tehe. What was the Abba ben Rabuna? Because somebody did wrong to him, he has a right to do wrong to him, to the other person.
Well, the Havamina was that he owes me $100, so I can go ahead and steal from him.
Is that mutter?
So, well, we see like by Yaakov Avinu that a person is allowed to, you know, use trickery if somebody's using trickery to you. Also, the Gemara says that if somebody steals, if let's say somebody steals from you, so there's a usually you should go to Beis Din. But there is a Gemara in Bava Kama that discusses whether or not you're allowed to go ahead and take something back, or you should go through Beis Din. Let's say somebody steals something, a coat from you. You have to go through the whole procedure of Beis Din, or you just punch him in the face. So the Gemara says, if you do take it back, you should do it in a public manner, that everybody should know that you're taking back your stuff, not swindling him back, but you should be very loud about the taking it back. Perhaps the problem was over here that he was taking it back in a quiet manner, but if he's taking back his thing,
no, the end result was he did wrong.
And the end result, yes, the Gemara was at least for a person on his level.
He thought he was doing correctly.
Correct.
Doing the right thing.
Right. He thought thought that he was doing because he says like it's my money.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. Someone,
no, but it's not even like that, because, for example, everything of the income that comes in, we have to split, let's say, 50-50, so we have to split 50-50. I think that Rav Huna held that the income happened over here. So you already took your 50%, you already took your 80%. Anything that comes to my hands is my portion. And they held that it was still improper, that's still considered...
I thought you're not supposed to hear Lashon Hara about people.
So?
These people are here.
This is the Beis Din. A guy's allowed to come to Beis Din.
No, before that, they said, what did you hear about
him? Right.
So they heard about him.
That was their base. A person comes to Rav and says, I'd like to tell you something about in order for them to rectify, of course you're allowed to listen to Lashon Hara. All the time I hear things about people, and I have to do what I could about it. This guy cheated me, my wife is not being nice, my husband is beating me. What happens then? I mean, you have to go ahead and you're allowed to listen to it, Latoyalis. What happened in this story was, generally, Rav Huna didn't have to go ahead and think that. I mean, many people, perhaps he was Mefashe Shemaisev, so why did they come to him and say Mefashe Shemaisev? And did they say, do you suspect Hashem of doing something wrong? What do you mean? We said there's Yisurim Shalava. The answer is because they knew that he did this wrong. That's why he said, so what did you hear about me? All right, if you're giving me that line, then obviously you heard about me. You heard something, so tell me what you heard. That was that conversation. Otherwise, what was their retort to him? That, hey, you know, do you suspect Hashem of doing something wrong?
If they heard that about him, why didn't they tell him? Why did he have to lose something? Why didn't they go to him and say, we heard this about you? Why didn't they tell
maybe
him
it about the guy? Maybe it happened, good question. Maybe it happened the same, like, you know, they were hearing about it, and then, in other words, he lost the wine, and then this guy came to complain. It could be what happened like that.
So is it more likely that he had to sort of like do an introspection and find out, what am I doing?
Yeah, but he held he was right, so he didn't click off this as being the...
So Hashem continued to...
Right.
Okay.
So he said, Abba ben Yamin said, there's two things that I'm worried about that I go through pains to make sure that I'm Mekayim every day. Number one, al tfilasi, my tfila, that it should be in front of my bed. And the Gemara will explain what that means. And number two, v'al mitasi, and my bed, shetehein nesuna bein sof and ladarim, that it should be positioned north to south. Alt filasi, and this is indeed brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Alt filasi shetehei lifnei mitasi. The first thing was that my bed should that I say my tefillah in front of my bed. What does that mean? Does that mean you daven in your bedroom? My lifnei mitasi, ilei me lifnei mitasi mamish. If that means that you actually daven in front of the bed, and that's really what it means, mamish. But that can't be, because you're supposed to daven in front of a wall. V'ham Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, and it means that you daven at the foot of the bed. V'ham Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, v'item Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, minayin l'mispalol shelo yehei davar choytetz beinoy lebein akir. How do we know that somebody who's davening, he should not have anything interposing between himself and a wall? That's why if you go to a wedding and you see some people davening, a lot of people are marked with the daven by the wall in the front, instead of just davening plain in the middle of it. Now, if you have no choice, you have no choice. But you should look at chila, try to make sure that nothing is in front of you. Shenemar vayosef, not just the daven in the middle of a room. Vayosef, as it says, vayosef chizkiyahu panav el akir, as it says, and chizkiyahu placed his face in against the wall. Vayispal and he davened. So then, loitem. So that can't be that he davened in front of his bed. That's like davening in the middle of the room. The Gemara says loitem lefnei mitasi. Don't say in front of the bed. Ela emus samach lemitasi. It means, explains Rashi, next to the bed, time wise. In other words, the first thing he did when he got up was to daven shachris. And sometimes it was a painful thing. You know, sometimes you got to do this, you got to do that. But he made sure to always daven right as soon as he got up. And that his bed was positioned between north and south. So the Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol hanoisin mitasai bein sof in ledarim. Whoever places his, this is Kabbalistically, whoever places his bed in a north-south position. Now, I was just cheshbeting, so you've seen Mozart, if you live on any of the streets in Chicago, it's very easy. Does your bed run along the streets that are north-south, or does your bed run the streets that are east-west? Does your bed in your bedroom? Very easy to see. So just imagine your street, let's say Mozart right over here, and imagine, or California, or Richmond, or whatever, and then just imagine which way your bed goes, and you'll see if you're making this. We'll have male children. I don't have a good explanation for this. This is Kabbalistic. As it says, and to the north, they'll be satisfied with the boys. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Af ein ishtei mepeles nefalim, his wife will also not have any miscarriages. Ksiv hacha, it says in our pasuk, utzvuncha, from the lashon of tzvah, we're dashing it now, tzvah, to the north, tamale bitnam, they will fill their stomachs. V'chsev hasam v'yimalu yomehal, and the same word v'yimalu yomehal leledas, v'yimalu yomehal leledas, and the days for her to have a baby were filled. V'hinei toimim bidna, and there were twins in her stomach. So we see that the pregnancies come to completion. Tanya, Abba ben Yamin Amr, the same name, Shnaim Shenichnasu lehispalel, two people who are davening together, the Kadam Echad Mehem lehispalel, and one of them finished davening first, v'lohimten eschavera, and he leaves his friend, thereby leaving him in a slight danger. Nowadays, I don't know if this would apply, because it was back then when it was in a slight danger, so the friend is going to get nervous and have his tefillah disturbed, and he's going to have to hurry up, because he wants to leave this base medrash also. It's talking about back in the day when the base Knesset was in the middle of nowhere, outside the city, and there were chances of robbers and animals and whatnot. The Yatza, so he leaves, Tarfen le tefillah sebefanav, they rip up his tefillah in front of him. Shenemar, as it says, Tarif nafshe, they rip up his nefesh, and his nefesh is his tefillah. Halo ma'ancha ta'azoiv aris, do you think because you left that Hashem is leaving the other person? V'loy oid ele shegaram l'shchina shetestalik m'Yisrael, doing such a thing causes the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, v'ya'atek tzor mimekaymai, as it says, and you will, continuation of that pasuk, and the tzur will leave his makam, will get uprooted from his makam. Ve'ein tzur elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tzur, the lashon of tzur, refers to Hashem, as it states in the pasuk, Shene'emar, tzur yiladcha teshi, as it says in the end of Devarim, tzur yiladcha teshi. How do they translate that word? Tzur Yilod Chateshi is the rock who gave birth to you. So Tzur in this case is referring to Hashem. V'im himtin loy, and if you do wait for him, maschare, what is the reward for waiting? Amar Rav Yosef bar Bechinah, nezeicha lebracha salali or zeicha to the following bracha, shenemar, lu hikshavta lemitzvos, if you listen to my mitzvahs, the hekinahar shlemecha, your shalom will be like, it will flow like a river, v'tzidkazcha kigaliyam, your righteousness will be like the waves of the sea, v'yi kechol zarecha, your children will be like the sand, v'tzeetzei me'echa, and your descendants, me'echa, from you, will be like the sand. Tanya, another brayso. Abba ben Yamin Omer ilmali nasna rishus la'ayin liros. This is an interesting gemara. If it was not for the fact that one's eye was given permission to see all of the shadim that are around a person, ein kol birya yechol la'amad b'pnei hamazikin. No being would be able to bear the fright of being around all these shadim. There's thousands of shadim, scary looking creatures around at all times. And if not for that, if just because we don't see them, we're not scared of them. But if you were to see them, you'd be frightened. You would not be able to bear it. Person would go insane. Amar Abaya, inu nefishi minan. Abaya says there's even more of the shadim around than us. The kaima alan, and they surround us. Ki kasla leugya, like a you know, when you have a row of in the ground of stalks of wheat or whatever or vines. So around that row, sometimes there's like a line of dirt. So they stand on us like that line of dirt protects, like a mound of dirt that protects the line of produce. As this kosla is this line is like a bump in the ground of dirt, and leugya is the plants. So they came along. So in other words, if you were able to see it, you'd see these huge green monsters with large teeth and everything like that, and they're like kikusla right over us, like, whoa, buddy, take a step back, and your breath. So we would go crazy from fright. Amar Huna kol chad v'chad minan. Alpa, Rav Huna said that each and every one of us have 1,000 to the left, or to our left side. Alpa mismale v'revivasa, and 10,000 mimine. So there are a lot of them around. And actually, these things are real. These mazikin are real stuff. Lav Davka, nowadays, they have so many of them. We have more. The Chazanish explains that they only go to more Kedusha. So back in the day when there was a lot of Kedusha, it could be that these numbers were for the Amorim. But nevertheless, these things still exist. And there's a lot of... sometimes they could be seen. So Amarava Haiduchke, this that sometimes you feel so crowded, you get this feeling of being very crowded, even if it's not so crowded, the Havi Bekala, that is sometimes in the yeshiva, and sometimes in shul. Bekala is like, is like Yarche Kala. Sometimes you have in the shul, and sometimes it feels crowded, even though there's not so many people there. It's minayu habits because of these guys that are around. Hani barki deshilhi. These sometimes your knees feel very weak, and you feel it. It's because minayu. It's because of them. Hani mani derabanan debalu. If you want to know why sometimes your clothes get worn out faster than others, it's not because you bought a bad clothes. It's because michupya ditu. It's because they're always rubbing up against you. And hani kari de menakfan, sometimes you trip and you don't know what you tripped on, is minayu hayu. It's us because of them. You tripped on one of them. Man de boi lemei de lehu, if somebody wants to see them, to see a remnant of them, laisi kitman hila, you should bring sifted ash, v'nehadar apurye, sprinkle it around your bread, u'betzafra, in the morning, chazi kikari de tarnagayli, you'll see a bunch of chicken feet. Hai man de boi, they say that, one of the rumors that they say, but I don't believe, is that Hitler never took off his feet, never took off his socks or shoes, because he had this web type of feet. He was one of these guys. I don't believe it. Haiman deboi lemechazinhu. Somebody who wants to see them, laisi shilyasa, he should bring the shilyasa, which is the birth sack of a. The shunrasa uchmasa of a black cat, bas uchmasa, the daughter of a black cat, buchrasa, a firstborn black cat, bas buchrasa, the daughter of a firstborn black cat, and now she's having her own baby, and she had a shilya come out, so it's like the afterbirth. Vilakalye benura, and burn it up in a fire. Vilasachke, and grind it up, and use that ash. Put that ash into your eye. Vilimli einemine, fill up your eye with it, and then you'll be able to see them. Now you want to know why people are scared of black cats? That's not why. V'leshadya beguvsa, and the leftover ash. Now, this is obviously very potent for the shadim. So you never know what they're going to do with it. If they want to scare people, they're going to steal it from you and then throw it into people's eyes, and suddenly the person will be able to see it. So be very careful with this ash, because it was a highly prized item amongst the mazikin. So v'leshadya beguvsa de parzala, place it in a metal tube with a chasme and seal the tube, but gushpanka the parasol with a metal seal, an iron seal, dil maganbe mine, because otherwise they will steal it from you. Velachtem pume, and you should seal the mouth of this tube, kihechi de la litzik, so that you will not get damaged. And the shade, won't put it in your eyes when you're not ready for it. Rabivi, you're about to give a speech, and suddenly the shade comes, throws some in your eyes, you see all the crowd, it'll be very frightening. Rabivi Barabaye, Ovedok Rabivi Barabaye did this. Chaza, he saw them, v'itzek, he got so frightened, he went insane. He got damaged. Boy Rabbanan Rachmela, the Rabbanan asked for mercy, v'itzi, and he was healed. Tanya, Abba ben Yamin Omer, in ein tefillah shel adam nishma'as ela b'beis ha'knesses. A tefillah of a person is not heard except if it's in a beis ha'knesses, and it means heard fully. It doesn't have to be that you're only allowed to daven in a beis ha'knesses, but heard, it's best to daven in a beis ha'knesses. Shenemar lishmaya el harina ve'el ha'tefillah, to listen to rina, which is the songs, and tefillah. So b'makam rina, in the place that they sing to Hashem, which is a beis ha'knesses, that you say shiras b'shishbachas there, sham tehe tefillah, that's where you should daven. Amar Rav and Bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, that's why it's important to daven in a shul. Even if a person doesn't have a minyan, let's say you know that the 11 o'clock minyan in Torah V'chesed doesn't always happen, it's still kedai to daven in a shul because of this gemara. Nevertheless, don't trivialize tefillahs that are not in a shul, but at the same time, the best place to daven is in a shul. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Motzu Bebeis HaKnesses, I know that Hashem is found in a Beis HaKnesses, Shenemar Elokim Nitzav, Hashem is standing Ba'adas Kel, in like a group. Uminayin la asara, and how do you know that 10 people shemispalin that daven sheshchina iman, that the shchina is with them? Shenemar Elokim nitzav adas kel. Same thing. Hashem is found in a group, and adas is a group of 10. Uminayin l'shloisha sheyoshvin b'din. How do you know that 3 people that are sitting and judging somebody sheshchina iman, that the shchina is with them? Shenemar bekerav Elokim yishbait, in the midst of Hashem you will judge. Uminayin l'shnayim. How do you know 2 people that are sitting and learning sheyoshvin va'oskim b'Torah sheshchina iman, that the shchina is with them? Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, oz nidbaru yirei Hashem. Ish el rei ehu vayakshev Hashem. Then the two Yirei Hashem will be speaking one to a friend. So we see 2 people, and Hashem will listen. So we see Hashem is there. My ulechoish v'shmei. The last words in the pasuk are ulechoish v'shmei. What does that mean? Amar of Ashi chishev adam. Important gemara. Chishev adam lasis mitzvah. If a person intends on doing a mitzvah, venanas, and he is unable to do the mitzvah, he has an oynus happened to him. He really wanted to do the mitzvah, but an oynus happened to him. He missed the bus or whatever. V'loy asa ma'ale alav akasa. The Torah treats it as if ki'ilu asa. It's as if he did it. How do you know that if you have even one person that is sitting and learning, even one person by himself, that even one person that the Shekhinah is Ima is with him? Hashem says, any place that my name is mentioned, Avoy Eilecha Uberechticha, I will come and bless you.
If you have a source for one.
Excellent question. If we have a source for even one, then Trey Mi Boi, then do we need a source for 2 people? The Gemara says there is a difference. Because Trey Michtavan Milayhu, by 2 people, their words are written down in the Sefer Zichronis. Like it says, Hashem opens the Sefer Zichronis. I don't know. Of course, every first time a person does a mitzvah, even if it's an individual, it's Hashem remembers it. So, Yesh La'ayin, what is the nafka mina if it's written in the Sefer Zichronis? Again, these things are all heavy Kabbalistic things. I don't have a good explanation for them. Chad loy michtavan milya b'sefer hazochoynes. And if there's only one person, his words are not written down in the Sefer Zochoynes. The Gemara says v'chimei achar da afilu trei. Then if you have a source for 2 people, then what do you need that source for 3 people? T'lasa mi boi. The Gemara says no. The chiddush of 3 is not that Hashem comes there, but the chiddush of 3 is that even though it's din ma'u the same adina is shalma ba'almahu. Sitting and judging somebody is just attempting to make more peace. V'loy aysi shchina, the shchina doesn't come. Kamash milan, the dina nami havi. The dina nami hainu teira. The judging is also teira. Now, I don't know if working with shalom bias is teira. That probably not. This is talking about 2 people come and they're handling teira. They see he did this to me, or he did that. So you're handling bava kama, bava bas. So you go back and forth. You know, you take a shach, so then that's teira. But if you're just handling shalom bias and you're telling him, don't spritz him with water again. Well, don't pull her chair away from her again. Well, don't throw towels at him. So then, lav dafka, is it teira. The Gemara says, if we have a source for 3, then do you need a source for 10? And the Gemara says, the chiddush of 10 is that Asara is Kidma Shechina. The Shechina comes first. Va'aisya. Kidma Shechina Va'aisya. The Shechina comes first. It comes. Kidma Shechina Va'aisya. The Shechina precedes and comes. Tlasa is Adi Asmi. Tlasa, if it's less than 10, though, then the Shechina only comes once you're there first. Amar Rabbi Oven Bar Av Ada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. How do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on Tefillin?
So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows there's going to be a minion here.
Right.
And if you only end up with 9, then he knew ahead of time that...
So we're going to see... If there's a scheduled minion, it's Hashem comes no matter what, and then he gets upset when the minion doesn't happen. That's going to be a Gemara at the top of Amar Beis. So the Gemara, but otherwise, you're right. Let's say, you know, they're going to stop at a rest stop in Sloatsburg or whatever. Then in Echanam, it sounds like Hashem would precede them there, knowing that there's going to be a minion. Sloatsburg is where everybody stops on the way up to the Catskills. Amar Rabbi Avin bar Rav Ada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. How do you know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts on Tefillin? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Nishba Hashem biyaminoi, Hashem will swear by his right hand, Ubizroya Uzoi, and on his arm there is Uzoi. So biyaminoi, that's Torah, Zu Torah. Shenemar miyaminoi Eish Das Lamai, it's a fiery law. Ubizraya Uzoi, what does it mean? Ubizraya, and on his arm there is Uzoi, that's Tefillin, Elu Tefillin. Shenemar, Hashem Oiz La'ama Yitain. Hashem gives Oiz, Hashem gave his nation Oiz. So how do you know that Tefillin means Oiz? Minayin Shehat Tefillin is Oiz, Haim, it's a strength to Klal Yisrael. Oiz is a strength. Minayin Shehat Tefillin, Oiz, Liyuz, Haim, Yisrael. Because it says in the Pasuk, Tesef, V'ro'u kol amei ha'aretz, all the nations of the land will see, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that Hashem Hashem has written on you, V'yaru Mimecha, and they will fear you. And what does that mean? V'tanya Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol, Omer Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol explains that. Elu tefillin she'bereish. These are the tefillin she'bereish. Last summer I was davening in the... I was davening in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a field during the summer when I go every year. And I was davening outside, I had my tefillin on. This dog comes and is barking away at me. He's snarling. I've never seen a dog, like, you know, baring his teeth and snarling, and I was starting to get scared. But I thought of this Gemara, because I was middle of the, I had my tefillin on. I was thinking maybe he was scared. I don't know. But I did absolutely nothing wrong. I was standing there by myself in a field, and he was literally shaking with either anger or fear for me. But snarling and barking and, like, really, really, like, baring his fangs and everything. On my lay...
There's a story told about the Vilna Gaon.
I'm not saying I'm the Vilna Gaon, but...
In reference to this... that he had to go to court, and everybody was worried about him that he was put in jail. He said, "Don't worry," and he always wore tefillin all the time. So when he went, as soon as the judge looked at him,
said, "You can go."
Came in awe, and so he asked the Vilna Gaon why. So he said, "Because of the pasuk Shushan
B'Rosh." There you go.
So other people went and.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't work.
Okay.
So they asked the Vilna Gaon why. So he said the answer is because it said tefillin sheh b'rosh. If the tefillin that in your head.
Ah, good.
Not just on your head, but in your head, then there's a difference.
Good words. Okay, well, at least by me, the dogs listen at least. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Chia bar Oven. Hani tefillin demari, the tefillin of demari alma, the tefillin of our master, the world, in other words, of Hashem. You just told me that Hashem wears tefillin. So what does it say in it? Maksib b'hu. By us, it says Shema Yisrael, Vahaya. But what does it say by Shema, by Hashem's tefillin? Amarlei, it says, Umika amcha Yisrael. Who's like my nation Yisrael? Goy echel bar. So a unique nation on the world. The Gemara says, Umimish tabeach kutche berich b'shvechai de Yisrael. Does a Kaddish Baruch Hu get praised through the praises of Klal Yisrael? Says, and yes, tchsev, es Hashem he'emarta hayom. The word he'emarta is a word that means like a word of like chashivas and praise. So as Hashem he'emarta hayom, v'Hashem he'emaricha hayom. You, Hashem, by praising Hashem, we get praised because we are Hashem's nation. And by praising us, Hashem gets praised because Hashem is our nation. So as Hashem he'emarta hayom, you, ki'ilu, by just being you, praised Hashem today. V'Hashem he'emircha hayom, and by Hashem, praised us today. Because in other words, we both got an aliyah, the fact that the other person the fact that Hashem is Hashem, we get kishmak, because we are Hashem's nation. And the fact that we're Hashem's nation, Hashem gets kishmak. Amalei Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam, you made me a one being in this world, meaning you made me one in this world, because by recognizing me, I will make you one in this world. You made me one in this world, as we say, Hashem, you're one. And I will make you a unique being in this world, as it states, unique nation on this world. So Rav Acha said to Rav Ashi, Tenach b'chad besa. Well, we know there are four parshias in the tefillin. There are four different boxes in the tefillin. So bishar, so that's you filled up one box. Bishar bati mai. What does it say in the other boxes? Amalei. There are four other pasukim. Actually, six. Kimi gai gadol. That's one pasuk. And I'm just gonna umi gai gadol. Kimi gai gadol is a pasuk in Devarim. Kimi gai gadol. And then the next pasuk is umi gai gadol. So those are two different pasukim in Devarim. Ashrech Yisrael, which is a pasuk also in Devarim. Ashrech Yisrael. Oy hanisa Elohim. That is a pasuk in the beginning of Devarim. And ulasitcha elyon is a pasuk in Devarim. So all these pasukim which are talking about Klal Yisrael, those are, we now have six pasukim that are in Hashem's tefillin. The Gemara says, so his batim have six boxes. Yachi nefishi lehutuva bati. If that is so, that he has six pesukim, so he has much more boxes than us. Ella, the Gemara says, no. Two of the boxes have two pesukim. He also only has four boxes. Kimi gai gadol and umi gai gadol, those two pesukim are the damila, that they have similar messages, b'chad besa. They are in one box. Ashrech Yisrael umi ka'am chesel, the next two also have similar messages. Are Bechad Beisa, and then the next Pesukim of Oyhanisa Lekim is Bechad Beisa, and the Pesuk of Lesitcha Elyon is Bechad Beisa. The Gemara says, Vakulhu Ksiva Ba'adre, and all of them are written in the Tfilin Shalyad, just like our Tfilin Shalyad, it's one big box and it has the four Pashas wrapped up in there. So to by Hashem, it's one big box on his arm. And of course, these things, Hashem does not have an arm, and these things are heavily esoterical, and he doesn't put Tfilin on his arm because he doesn't have an arm. There's no old man in Shemayim sitting there, that's God. But it means in a spiritual level, and Amar Ravin Barav Ada Amar Yitzchak Kol HaRagel Lava the Beis HaKnesses. Here's the Gemara we were talking about. Whoever it's normal for him to come to the Beis HaKnesses V'loy Ba. Actually, that's the next one. V'loy Ba and he doesn't come. Yoim Echad one day. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Bo. Hashem inquires about him. And again, of course, Hashem knows everything, but it means on our level. Hashem inquires about him. Shneimar Mi Bachem Yorei Hashem Shemea Bekol Avdai Asher Holach. He went. Ve'ein noigaloi. The Gemara is going to translate the words ve'ein noigaloi in a second. So the Gemara says as follows: Im ledvar mitzvah halach. If Hashem inquires about him, and the reason why he didn't show up to meeting today is because he had a dvar mitzvah. He went to the Siyam Hashas. So then noigaloi, Hashem will. It's like bend for him. So what do they say? What? It does have light. I guess he'll allow it to pass. The imlet dvar harashus halach. But if he went for a permissible activity, he just went to sleep more. A noigalai, he will not be pleased with him. We'll translate it like that. Because yivtach b'shem Hashem. Because the last words in the pasuk are yivtach b'shem Hashem. My timer. He wanted to sleep. He went for dvar shus. He went for business or whatever. Mishum da'avle libtach b'shem Hashem. Because he should have had bitachon. V'loy batach. And he didn't. You have a set seder for today. Then nothing should break that seder. There's a business meeting downtown. Don't have bitachon in Hashem. Hashem's the one who's giving you the money anyways. Don't worry about it. If a person has a set seder in davening or learning, he should not break that seder for dvar harishas, for business meetings. Amr b'yechinen b'shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu baba beis haknesses. At the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the beis haknesses, v'loy matza ba'asara. Here's what we were talking about before. And he doesn't find 10 people there when they were scheduled to happen. Miyad hu kayis. He gets upset. Immediately he gets upset. Shenemar, as it says, madu abasi ve'ein ish. How come I came and there was nobody there? Karasi, I called out ve'ein oinen. Nobody answered me. Amr v'chelbay amr v'huna kol ha'kayveya makim l'tiklase. Whoever has a set place for his davening, Elokei Avraham be'ezrei. Hashem, the God of Avraham is Hashem, be'ezrei, will be his helper. Ukishemeis, and when this person dies, oimrimle, they say about him, a anav e chasid. Like, look at this anav, look at this chasid. What an anav, what a chasid. Mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. He's this, like, a student of Avraham Avinu. The Avram Avinu minalan dekava makam Avram Avinu. How do we know that he set a place for his tefillas, for his davening? The Chsiv, as it states, vayashkim Avraham babaker, and Avraham got up early in the morning. El hamakim asher amad sham, to the place that he's standing. In other words, he went to the regular place where he used to daven. The ein amida el tefila. Amida is, that's why we say the amida tefila is the Shemana Esrei. So amida is Shemana Esrei. Shenemar vayamid Pinchas veyipalal. So that's where we get to calling the Amida, Shemayna Esrei. But Avram went to stand in the place where he generally did Shemayna Esrei. What exactly this means also, it means somebody who's Koveya his tefillah. There's many different musarvarts that you could take out of this one. I've heard several different explanations. But the pashtus is, you have a set place for your tefillah, a set time for your tefillah, you take it seriously, you're not jumping around every day, this is part of your day. Amar v'chelboi am Rav Huna hayoytz mebeis haknesses. A person is walking out of a shul. Al yafsiya psiya gasa. He should not take large steps or run. He should not look like he's excited to leave. Amar abaya loy amar an ella. That was only stated. Ella lemeipak. That is to leave. Ava lemeyal, to go in. Mitzvah lemerayat. It's a mitzvah to run in. Shenemar, as it states, nirdefa. I'm running. Lada'as, as Hashem, to know Hashem. Amar Rabbi Zera commented, Meresh, originally, ki havi chazina luhu l'rabbanan, when I used to see the Rabbanan, deka rahite l'pirka b'shabsa, they used to run to shul and to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos. Amina, I said, ka mechalian Rabbanan Shabbosa. I waved my cane and said, you Rabbanan are being mechal Shabbos. Kevin the Shamana, who once I heard, Chil Shabbos is because you're not supposed to, not Chil Hashem, Chil Shabbos, because you're not allowed to run for a, you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. You have to, walk benachas. You have to walk calmly on Shabbos.
Well, why is it?
Shabbos is a day of rest. And your walk on Shabbos has to be, your walk on Shabbos has to be different than your walk during the week. There's a shaila whether or not you're allowed to exercise on Shabbos or allowed to jog. And it's not so pashut. And one of the things to discuss is whether or not you're allowed to take big steps. Or if you're doing it for exercise, maybe it's mutter. I'm saying this is something that they discuss. But it's a mefurish pasuk. That in Tanakh, that your steps on Shabbos have to be calmer. So I saw them running on Shabbos, and I'm like, you are being mechal Shabbos. Until, however, Kevin the Shemana lahadur of Tanchum Am Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Once I heard the following member of Rav Tanchum in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says, La'olam yarutz adam l'dvar halacha. A person should run for a shear for a dvar halacha. Va'afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So then, as it states in the pasuk, Shenemar Achrei Hashem Yelchu, after Hashem, we will go like a lion, like just like a lion runs. Yishag. I changed my mahalach also, and I also started to run on Shabbos. So we see that running on Shabbos is not across the board usur, but it's usur if it's not for a dvar mitzvah. But if you see somebody walking slowly on Shabbos, walking by, so then he's probably being mekayim this mitzvah. This. Amar Reb Zera, Agra de Pirka, the reward for the shirim on the pirka is rihata, is the running towards the shir, is the effort that it takes to get there. Because not everybody understands things that are going on there. So the main reward that comes is the running to get there.
Why is that a reward?
Because the efforts that you take to get there. No, it's not the reward. It's the thing you get reward for. The reward comes for the effort that it took to get there. And Baruch Hashem, we have in the Chicago Community College bad parking, so it gives you even more reward. Amar Abaya, Agra de Kala is Duchka. The reward for going to a Yarchi Kala, Yarchi Kala is when twice a year they used to have this major gathering and giving shiurim and everything like that, like they have nowadays also Yarchi Kala. So is Duchka, is the squishiness that you experience and the uncomfort that you experience when you're there. Amar Abaya, Agra de Shmaita is Svara. The main reward for learning is using the brain. Is the svara that you have to come up with. Amar Papa, Agra de Be Tamya, the main reward that comes for visiting somebody, a shiva house, is shtikusa, is for staying quiet. Nobody's interested in hearing the funny stories or the things that you have to say. Just sit there and be comforting. Amar Mazutra, Agra de Tainisa, is tzidkasa. The main reward for the tainis is the tzedakah that a person gives on that tainis. It's not for the not eating. It's for the reflection that will bring to tainus. So a lot of people go through tainus and they don't eat, but they go shopping or they go to basketball games or something like that. That's not proper. You have it's like the famous a muscle. A doctor tells a person he has got to go to, your heart pressure is way up, you're taking your business too seriously. Go to Bahamas for 2 weeks. He goes to the Bahamas, he comes back, and it's even worse. What happened? He says, listen, I was on the beach for 2 full weeks. I don't believe you. Show me pictures. He shows him pictures. The guy has 5 laptops out, a whole bunch of books. He has 2 cell phones. He's screaming on the phone the whole time. Like, very nice you went to the beach, but you missed the whole point. So sometimes the person fasts. Very nice you fast, but if you go ahead and you shop and you do this and you do that and you don't take it seriously, so then you're missing the whole point. So the main reward of a tainus is not the fact that you're not eating and the hunger pangs. It's the tzedakah that should come out of it. Amr of Sheshes Agar the Hespeda, the main reward for a Hesped is Deluye. Rashi explains Deluye is to the weeping of your voice, and that brings other people to weep. And Amr of Ashi Agar the Behilula, the main reward that a person gets by a wedding is Mili. is words which will be misamech the chasen. So people, that's why we sing kalana, kalana, kalayo vechasuda. You got a beautiful kala. Wow, it's a beautiful wedding. You should say something like that when you go to a wedding, because that it's very nice to dance in a circle for 2.5 hours. But words will if you tell a chasen, a friend of yours, like, wow, she's gorgeous, that will remain with him forever, even if it's sometimes not proper to say. But at the same time, that beauty means a lot. So if you tell a person, you sneak a line to him, even though we've never seen her, he's like, wow, you got something special. So then that will remember. He'll remember that. And that's the main reward. The dancing, he'll also remember. It's kishmak to dance. But 25 years later, he'll remember that somebody at his wedding told him she's gorgeous. Amar Rav Huna. Whoever davens behind the base of Knesset, Nikra Rashi, is called the Rashi Shenemar, Saviv Rishon Misach. In other words, he doesn't go into the base of Medrash, and he just is on the front of the base of Medrash where everybody's coming in. He stays outside and he davens. That is only if he does not turn his face towards the shul. So in other words, everybody's in the front of it. He's standing in front of the shul and is facing the other way, Kilu, showing his back to the shul. I think it might be outside that room over there, but yeah. And facing the other way.
Facing North
Mizrah. Right. Okay. So then he's called the Rosh. Okay, we'll have to stop over here, and we'll continue with Shem tomorrow.